Kia ora tātou. I'm Paul Neese and this is Soundwave. Welcome to the show. On today's show, we have Miles Davis's 100th birthday to mark, but that's for a little bit later. This is Now.
Someone's daughter, someone's daughter who had a mother, father who dreamed of something better than they had for her. Maybe, just maybe, they'd buy a house on a hill and raise some babies they could name in their will. Something better, so much better than they had, for sure. Her soul you have taken, our hearts are breaking, broken in two. She's just another target you
Steva Mahal with the closing track from her brand new EP, Future Classic Volume 2, Future. The song was Someone's Daughter. Betty Ann was the lead vocalist in Aotearoa New Zealand band Adija. She's about to put a new album out. Here's one of the tracks, One Shot.
Take me
Singer that hadn't been on my radar, Ra Charmian. In 2024, she put out an album called Waiata Wairua, Songs of the Spirit. A great album, I found when I listened to it. I chose to play for you today The Only One. Now, the Soul Clan have been haunting me lately. We played Soul Meeting a couple of shows ago, and then some of the original members of the Soul Clan in the show that followed. Then I went to the Waikanae Market and found an LP of the Soul Clan, and it featured the track Soul Meeting, but also its flip side, That's How It Feels. And those two tracks were the sum total of the recorded output of the Soul Clan recording together. The Soul Clan, when this album was recorded, were Solomon Burke, Arthur Connolly, Don Covey, Joe Tex, and Ben E. King. The song was written by Don and Bobby Womack. That's How It Feels.
That's how I feel. Never gonna let her go. Listen, fellas, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. Tell my body, Benny, my mother died when I was a baby boy. I had to leave home, yes, I did. Go out in this wide world looking for love and joy. Now, Solomon, listen to me while I say, that's how I feel. That's how I feel, yes.
Wait, listen to me. You see, some folks are often blamed and accused, usually for things that they don't do. You see, I know that everybody needs somebody, and I'm so grateful, baby, that I've got you. If someone was to ask me right now, tell me, how do you feel? I'd have to describe this burning feeling inside as being true love, darling. I know that it's real.
Solomon, let me tell you something. This is a true story. Sister, Lord, and eight of us boys. I was 19 years old, yeah, oh yeah. I got my first Christmas toy. And let me tell you this. Joe Tex.
I remember the first day I was 6 years old, y'all. Mama took me to school. Listen to me. Things were so tough back then, y'all. I had to wear my dad's old broken shoes.
Another LP that I spotted at the Waikanae Market was Weather Report's 1985 release, Sport and Life, and boy, it's a great album. I'm going to play the opening track. Here's Joe Zawinul and Wayne Shorter and the rest of the group with Corner Pocket.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That was saxophone and flute player Joe Farrell from his 1975 album Canned Funk, the song Spoken Silence. And the guitarist on that track was Joe Beck. Joe released a few records on his own and worked with a whole lot of other people as well. Here's one from his solo album, just called Beck, also from 1975. The opening track, Starfire.
Thank you.
The alto saxophone on that was by David Sanborn, and the strings were arranged by Don Sobieski. Joe Beck also played on this track.
Thank you.
That was the Gil Evans Orchestra from an album called Blues in Orbit, the tune General Assembly. And that tune was written by Gil with Miles Davis. So happy 100th birthday, Miles Davis, born 26th of April 1926, and contributed hugely, of course, to jazz. Miles and Gil also worked on the Miles Ahead album from 1957. Here's Blues for Pablo, also written by Gil.
Thank you.
The last track I'm going to play on today's show is a final very happy 100th birthday to Miles Davis. And I'm going to play it from the album which a lot of people judge all other albums by, Kind of Blue, released in 1959. On that album were Miles Davis on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto, Bill Evans on piano, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. The opening track to the album was So What? Here it is. Until next week, ka kite anō. Thank you.
This program was produced at Coast Access Radio with the support of New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Ererangi Te Motu.